Cancel that nigga. I mean, isn't it obvious that that's what we need to be doing, is canceling him and people like that? Are we not in cancel culture? Cancel that nigga. I never liked the baby. It's not even, I don't like his music. Or first of all, I'm not a big fan. Never streamed it. I really downloaded it. Heard the music, okay. But never really jumped on the baby. Like, women and people jumped on, like, oh, he's so cute with the baby. Never. Never was on a bandwagon, right? And so, they have tried to cancel this man a few times for a couple things. I see that he's doing this shit in July. Last month was Pride Month. I would have liked to see him try to pull this shit up last month. You know, truth be told, no matter what month a nigga would have tried this shit, and you know, I'm not having it, and I'm not even a member of the community. How dare he, y'all? How dare he? Then you're going to have the nerve to sit up here and apologize. I told you, these days you must issue apology. Issuing apology is not necessarily anything more than damage control, and a lot of times your money starts getting hurt. His shows at the moment are getting canceled left and right, so you gotta go into damage control and you gotta apologize for what you said. But at the same time, you said what the fuck you said. You was very loud. You was very clear. I don't even care if you said you was under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Even alcohol, you know, everybody says, like, give them, it's like their liquid courage, and you know, like, truth comes out a little bit more. We're not tolerating this shit. This nigga need to be canceled, okay? The other thing I wanted to say to people, anybody, what I don't like, what I never tolerate, this is sheer ignorance. This is ignorance at its finest, okay? A lot of things I want to touch on, but at this ignorance point what I cannot tolerate is, okay, you don't like this, you don't like that. I would like to think at this point in your career, even if you're supposed to be a rapper, that they done told you about certain things. You know, I done think just fucking being aware, bitch, what's going on around you, cancel culture, this kind of situation, that you would have just been a little bit more responsible with your words, okay? We as a society cannot change people's feelings. You cannot change my opinion about something. I cannot change your opinion about something if it's set in stone. Meaning, if that's how you feel about that community and that's how you feel about those people, we can't make you feel nothing better about that. We sorry you feel that way. Sorry, it's fucking sad that you're that type of individual that thinks like that. Who the fuck raised you? That ass, okay? But more importantly, it's okay to feel however you want. Anybody, you could be mad, you could be angry, you do not like this community, that community. It's what the fuck you do with those feelings. We all know what you do with it. Okay, you mad somebody did something to you. What are you going to do about it? You can't beat up everybody that talk about you. You can't beat up everybody. And you damn sure can't be sitting up here every time you hate a group or a community, just blatantly go out vocalizing your hate. You know, and where he did that, it was a very large platform. Okay. I wouldn't give a fuck if he tweeted it. It was a large platform. The fact of the caliber of the type of person that you are, you know what I'm saying? You wanted that to be heard. You wanted that to be known, okay? And then you got the nerve later on to be looking like, I know when they was like, yo, you fucked up. You know, like when you come on stage or whatever and you going viral crazy and they booing or whatever the fuck happened. The consequences. When that shit started hitting the fan and he realized he fucked up. I mean, come on, you have to take responsibility for the stuff that you are saying. What about the fans that support you that are in that community? How dare you? How many people in that audience came here to support you, been supporting you? That's what you had the nerve to say. Then you're gonna bring up disease like HIV and AIDS, which honestly, while it can be a sexually transmitted disease, doesn't always have to be sexually transmitted. There's people that have got it from blood transfusions, where I think these days it's probably a little bit safer to do those kinds of things. And there's people that have it's contracted it from intravenous drug use, okay? Some people was actually born with it and they don't have no control over it because maybe, I don't know, they immune system didn't kick up like other people. You don't know everybody's story, what the hell they going through. You got the nerve to be sitting there mocking about something, acquired immune disease, like that shit is a syndrome, like it's a big, but like that shit is a joke. And then you talk about if you're a couple of whatever STDs, they got to tell people, nigga, do you have any STDs? Do you? We don't even know what your motherfucking status is. Got to bring up statuses and things of that nature. Okay. If you want to talk about sexual awareness, bitch, if you want to talk about safe sex, if you want to talk about how not to spread an already pandemic before this shit. That's another thing with this COVID-19 taking over crazy. HIV ain't even damn near half the world or whatever them take out and wipe out a whole nation yet. It's supposedly Africa at one time, but give me a damn break. Raise awareness about it, okay? And that's that. But whatever thoughts you feel at the end of the day, keep them to your fucking self. And when you go home at the end of the day, on your little tour bus, on your little jet, and you do behind closed doors, if that's what you need to say, and you have to get it off your chest, or else you're gonna fucking die and rot, or rot and die, nigga. You know what I'm trying to say? Say that to the people that you know you can say that to. That shit ain't gonna go nowhere. Unacceptable. I can't accept that shit. What the fuck is that? So, yeah, we're gonna go to, I'm going to read quickly and briefly. I mean, how long are we going to talk about this nigga? You don't even deserve nothing. Not too much more of my time except to say fuck him and cancel that nigga. This is from gaytimes.co.uk. DaBaby condemned for vile, homophobic, and HIV remarks in recent performance by Sam Demshinas. That says, during his set at Rolling Out Loud, the last thing he did, too, he don't go bring out Tory Lanez. Though Tory Lanez is supposed to be under fire for shooting a female in the damn foot after Megan Thee Stallion was a child. Cancel this fucking nigga. I don't give a fuck. Y'all think somebody looked that damn good nigga? I don't care. Your heart is ugly. You's ugly as fuck inside. He says, if you didn't show up today with HIV, AIDS, or any of them deadly sexual transmitted diseases, that'll make you die in 2 to 3 weeks. Then put your cell phone lighter up. On top of that, HIV and AIDS, people who are suffering from this are not, their chances of survival these days are greater. Medicine has actually increased their likelihood and quality of life. You got the audacity to say that they're going to pass within 2 to 3 weeks. Like, this epidemic was brand new. And also, HIV is one thing. AIDS is another thing. Just because you HIV, people with HIV are actually having more a greater chance of survival and longer lives and longer quality of life now. And then you have people who have full-blown AIDS, which might be a little bit different. You know what I'm trying to say? But how dare you going to go sit there and condemn them and just sentence them to death within 2 to 3 weeks? People that's trying to live? You a bastard bitch, bro. Then he goes, say, ladies, if your pussy smell like water, put your cell phone lighter up. Fellas, if you ain't sucking dick in the parking lot, put your cell phone lighter up. In the background, someone could also be heard saying, let's be real about this shit. The baby then brought out Tory Lanez, who was accused of shooting Megan Thee Stallion in the foot last year, onto the stage in a jumbo suit. Social media condemned the star for his vile comments. One Twitter user wrote, the baby being homophobic, talking about spreading HIV/AIDS while performing in front of a crowd of thousands of people in a global pandemic is a juicy contradiction. Another said, DaBaby, Black Lives Matter unless you're gay, have HIV/AIDS, or a woman. Police brutality is bad, but shooting your girlfriend in the foot during an argument, then you're going to bring that man out on stage? Come on. They are calling for people to remove them from their tracks. Somebody said, I need Dua to immediately remove the baby remix from levitating from the stream services and give us a Megan remix instead. It's what we deserve, commented one user, while another Dua to delete the whole thing. Okay? Somebody threw a shoe at him. Of course, nigga, what do you expect? You got a lot of nerve. Like, you too old, you know better. You just didn't give a fuck. And any backlash you just getting at this point, you fucking deserve, nigga. Friends, family, I have in this community. What they did, nobody did nothing to you. And just because you're in the community don't mean you dying from nothing. How dare you? It's a lot of them is being safer. Also, it says, blessings to whoever threw the shoe at the baby. May your socks always find their match. And your headphones never die when you leave the house. Okay? We don't have time for this. And we don't got time. It said, to all the people, LGBTQ+, and people who living with HIV/AIDS, and the baby offended at the Rolling Out, just know you are loved, amen, and you are important. Never let anyone, especially this clown, tell you anything different, because in God's eyes, he loves you. And that is the truth, you know? You don't know shit about it. You don't know nothing. You opening your mouth and you talk about things you don't know nothing about. Ugh. They said the baby has put hands on women, involved in assault every 2 months, harassed a flight attendant, made light of Megan getting shot, proudly homophobic, and y'all still supporting. Cancel that bitch. Never was a fan. You know, girls was jumping on the bandwagon, so cute. Okay, like, I already told y'all. But so many people in the industry, you know, you may, but doesn't do it for me. I see him nicking these titles and these headlines. There's these knucklehead rappers these days. I shake my head. Okay, look the other way. I can't let someone move on. But this shit here is unacceptable. Stop this shit. Stop this fucking bullshit spreading on fucking ignorance and goddamn hate. You gotta be the most motherfucking big. You gotta be the fucking donkey of the year, nigga. You a bitch. And that's that. Like I said, where we at with this nigga? 9 minutes and 52 seconds? That's a wrap, nigga. There's nothing else to say. Cancel him. Top's going on. I love you. If you all 10 minutes. Gotta go. Love you.